Dean Richards joins us now with entertainment news, and we've got a new celebrity feud, don't we?
we've got a bunch of feuds going on this morning. The biggest one, I guess, is between comedians Bill Maher and Larry David. A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, something like that, Bill Maher, who has been a longtime critic of President Trump, went to the White House, accepted an invitation. I think it was for a lunch, might have been a dinner, but I'm pretty sure it was a lunch. Either way, he went, sat down and broke bread with Donald Trump and came back and said that he's a different person than who you see on TV. He was somewhat complimentary about President Trump. A lot of Bill Maher's fans were very upset about that, not surprisingly so. But also, Larry David took it the extra step of writing a New York Times op-ed piece criticizing Bill Maher, making fun of him. And he titled it my dinner with Adolf Hitler, which really set off Bill Maher, who responded to the essay by saying it's an insult to Jewish people. It's an insult to the 6 million people who were killed in the Holocaust. He came back full guns a-blazing on Larry David. I'm sure we have not heard the last of this from Larry David yet. But there is this back and forth. Bill Maher saying, look, nobody's been a bigger critic of Donald Trump than I have. But, I'm telling you the truth of what the lunch was like. In the meantime, there's also Megyn Kelly, the news commentator, came out blasting Blake Lively for this whole lawsuit that's going on, the sexual assault allegation that she has made against a former castmate from their movie, Justin Baldoni. So Megyn Kelly is on Blake Lively. She also criticized George Clooney. So just everybody is on everybody else's back. Right now, I'm just keeping my head down on this Friday, trying to get out of the building before somebody jumps on me, which also could happen as well.
What's George Clooney done other than play baseball in London?
Well, he's playing baseball in London, but you know he's starring on Broadway right now in this Edward R. Murrow play. Good Night and Good Luck, which is getting rave reviews, by the way, if anybody is going to New York and wanting to see a play. I haven't seen this production, but everybody who is seeing it saying he's spectacular. It's based on the movie that he directed. He didn't star in, but he directed. And he has dyed his more than salt and pepper hair completely jet black for this role. And Megyn Kelly was jumping on him, saying that he's trying to look young, that he's aged out of roles now, so he has to dye his hair in order to get parts.
he just wants to look like Murrow, doesn't
it's,
he?
Yeah, it's exactly
back in the day.
It's exactly what it is. We live in this world now where if somebody says the sky is blue, somebody else is going to say the sky is orange and jump on your back. It's like, what? This is such a crazy world that we're living in right now.
Thanks, social media, for that.
Yeah, and I'm here to report on it all.
And Clooney is playing. He's playing in a charity game, isn't he? In the UK,
it was. Yes, he was playing in a. That's also part of my theme for today. Is I have really no good stories. There is practically nothing to report today. It's extremely slow day. You know that if one of my top stories today is that George Clooney was playing in a charity baseball game, that there is virtually nothing to report. Actually, he was in New York City doing this. This is reported out of a British newspaper, but because he's in New York on Broadway, this Broadway show league that they have, this big game took place. I'm acting like this is a big, important story right now. We have some new details. Bob, I'm just getting some new details now.
Breaking.
That he batted right-handed in this game.
Yeah. I'd like to have him on my softball team. I'm sure he's a good athlete.
Yeah. I don't know how he did, if he got a hit or, you know, what it is. But.
So are you trying to say that the fact that Pete Davidson had more tattoos removed is not a big story?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, if one of my top stories of the day is how much money did Pete Davidson spend removing some of his tattoos? This actually is kind of an interesting story. You know, his body was completely covered. His back, his stomach, his neck, his fingers. He had tattoos everywhere for a while. And he said that, you know, that was the statement that he wanted to make then. But during COVID, he realized how ridiculous it was and began the process of removing the tattoos. And he said, so far, he has only taken tattoos off of his hands and his arms. He says it feels like putting your arm on a grill and burning off a layer of your skin while you're doing it. So
ouch.
That's part of it. But he says, just with what he has done so far, he said, I'm only 30% done. It's cost him $200,000 to remove the tattoos that he has right now. So let that be a lesson to you youngsters out there, you know, jumping into the tattoo game. Or, you know, older people who are trying to act like they're young by getting a tattoo.
Yeah, just stick to an earring, maybe.
Yeah, not worth it. They have those henna tattoos. I had one of those henna tattoos put on my arm last year, and it did look cool, and it was gone in a day. That's about perfect. You take a shower, it's gone.
I've always put TV and radio station general manager tattoos on my chest over the years, but then I ran out of room.
Yeah, well, some people have actually done that. And
I know.
Have lived to regret that. Again, repeating our top story, he spent $200,000 removing part of his tattoos.
Let's get some of Dean's weekend recommendations. What's there to do, Dean?
There is a lot going on. If you love dance, especially, Riverdance is back in Chicago celebrating its 30th anniversary. Can't believe it's been that long. I remember when they were first introduced. The show is still going strong. It's playing at the Cadillac Palace Theater only through Sunday, though. If you want to see the premiere Chinese music and dance company, you've seen the commercials for Shen Yun. They are in Chicago this weekend and next weekend. This weekend, you can catch them at the Rosemont Theater through Sunday, and next weekend it comes downtown to the Civic Opera House. 40th anniversary of the classic kids adventure, The Goonies, live in concert. This is one of those deals where a live orchestra plays the score. Chicago Philharmonic will be doing it. It's going to happen at the Auditorium Theater on Saturday night. We've got lots of live theater going on, including a brand new stage adaptation of the best-selling thriller The Da Vinci Code. That's out at the Drury Lane Theater in Oak Brook Terrace. We'll have a couple of the actors from that show on our Sunday radio show this coming weekend. That's going on through June 1st. Northwestern University is doing an updated version of Man of La Mancha. All the familiar songs, but put on by students at Northwestern University. And I've seen some of this already, and these young kids, you know, they're college students, they're grown adults, are really quite amazing in this. That's going on this weekend and next. For music this weekend, we've got the Rockers, The Used, playing at the House of Blues all weekend. The legendary alternative rocker Bob Mould is at the Metro in Wrigleyville. We've got the TikTok sensation Yvonne Corneo at the United Center Saturday and Sunday. The Christian rock band Petra is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. John Anderson, the legendary lead vocalist of the group Yes, is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles over the weekend. And, Bob, you may have heard of the Crying Shames or Ronnie Rice.
Yo,
some Chicago Gold classics. They are doing their music Saturday at the Desplaines Theater for some laughs this weekend. We've got SNL alum Chris Redd at the Improv in Schaumburg through the weekend. W. Camus Bell is at the Den Theater in Wicker Park. Mo Amir, Chicago Theater on Sunday. And Abbott Elementary star Lisa Ann Walter is playing Zanies in Rosemont. For movies this weekend, Ben Affleck's new movie is out this weekend. A lot of you might remember his film, The Accountant, which came out in 2016, about a bean counter, an actual accountant living on the spectrum who also happens to be a master assassin. So it's, you know, an action film. It's a buddy comedy. It's a brother comedy, really. John Bernthal plays his brother in the movie. This one is a little more comedic than the first one, but still full of just as much action. J.K. Simmons co-stars in the movie. Not terribly original, but there's nothing but a lot of good action. There's plenty of good laughs. If you're looking for a couple of hours of pure popcorn entertainment, this one certainly will do the trick. It's called The Accountant 2. It's in theaters now. I gave it a Dean's List B.
And if you have any good entertainment stories, Dean is a bit short on news, so call him with your report on any grade school plays.
Anything.
He'll be very appreciative. Thank
you. Yeah, my
Dean.
Personal phone number is 312.
Have a good weekend. Thank
you. See you guys. Bye.
Also want to mention that Justin Hayward, the famous vocalist, lead guitarist, and composer for the Moody Blues, is going to be at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Thursday, May 1. And we've got a special one-hour radio broadcast with Justin Hayward, interviewed by Mancow. That'll be on tonight at 7 o'clock. The voice of the Moody Blues, Justin Hayward.